And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Oh, God.
What? That's what I was waiting for right there. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt.
And I'm his little brother, Jeff.
Yeah, somebody, I posted the fact that we're moving to Tuesdays from 5 to 6 on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so the Fred and Jeff Show moving to Tuesdays 5 to 6. And somebody said, well, who's Jeff? And I said, Jeff is my little brother. My intrepid little brother and the driver of the Winnebago.
Oh, Wanabango. Wanabango.
No, it's from, you know, from the Blues Brothers.
Oh, beautiful. What's the name of the band? Fred. Who's Jeff? I'm the heart and soul of this show.
Well, you are.
Oh, good Lord. Who was that friend? I'm going to make a phone call.
No, I'm not telling you.
You made that up.
No, it's there. If you go on Facebook, if you go on Facebook right now, anybody can go on Facebook and look at the Fred and Jeff Show.
Who's Jeff? That's funny.
Yeah, well, Jeff is my trusty sidekick.
Oh, good Lord. Well, thanks for tuning into the Fred and Jeff Show.
And we have moved to Tuesdays. Obviously, it is Tuesday, the day after Labor Day.
And it was a beautiful day today here in Tucson.
Oh, man, a beautiful rainstorm right when it should be in the early afternoon.
Yep, yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous. So we'd like to thank our sponsors to the Fred and Jeff Show, the folks at Arizona Health, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, Five Star Pest Control.
Made to order.
A made to order. Minkus Advertising Specialties. The Coleman Brothers at Mayfield Florist.
Right.
And of course, your friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
They are our friends.
Yes, they are. They're your good friends.
I say that every weekend. Power Women Investing.
Power Women Investing. And Temco Air Environmental. Gosh, we have a lot of people who are supporting our show. Lots and lots of people. So please, please go and support them. So, and you can click on their logos at our website, fredandjeff.com, and not only can you listen to prior shows, but you can see what we're going to be up to in the future, and you can support our sponsors.
And you can sign up for our weekly email. And actually, you know, today was actually the first time that we did this, but we are now sending out follow-up emails. So we had a show with University of Arizona Museum of Art. And
that was a couple months ago.
That was a couple months ago, but and they had this great exhibit featuring the classic movie Metropolis, and they're going to have some guest speakers coming through there. We just sent out an email telling people about the first speaker event.
Oh, very good, very good.
And if you would like to know who that is, give us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and we'll get you on the email list, and you'll have all that fun information right at your fingertips.
Absolutely. And so now that we've gotten all the good stuff out of the way, we have got a fantastic show today. We're going to talk to our friend Big Mike at the Tinderbox to hear about what the Cigar of the Week is. Later in the show, we're going to be giving away either a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist or a flag set from Minkus Advertising Specialty. You get to choose.
And make sure you pay very close attention to this program,
because the trivia question is hidden somewhere. It's kind of like finding the Mickey. You know, somewhere in the show, there'll be a trivia question.
What about where's Waldo?
I know where that guy is, and I think he still owes me $5.
He probably does.
And the call-in number is 529-3508. When we have the trivia question, give us a holler. The first person to answer it right wins.
Now, this is something that we should talk about, because we have moved the program. You know, we've been in this program since May.
Right.
But we were on a different day at a different hour. And hopefully we have some of our loyal listeners who followed us over to Tuesday from 5 to 6. But for folks who just finished listening to the Intrepid John C. Scott and his wonderful program, let's introduce ourselves a little bit, what this program is about.
Well, this program is about all the great things about living in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Yeah, you know, we get tired of listening to talk radio and just hearing people, you know, angry people.
We're not tired of listening to talk radio. We're tired of hearing all the complaining.
Yeah, the negativity. Yeah. And it makes, if you listen to talk radio for any length of time, you think that the world's coming to an end.
Right, and it doesn't matter where you stand politically. You know, we know that things aren't perfect, but at the end of the day, we're all members of the same community. We're all Tucsonans, and we should celebrate living in this great community. And that's what we're doing here on the Fred and Jeff Show, is like today, talking to Big Jim Griffiths, we are celebrating the people that live next door, down the street. I mean, what's funny is when we started the show, I was sitting at my favorite little watering hole, Cappy's, and sitting right next to me was a gentleman who has operated deep-sea submarines. Remember the show, The Hunt for the Red October?
Right, right.
One of those deep-sea submarines, this guy was one of the people that operated that thing. Fabulous. Just a gentleman sitting next to me. I'd never met him before, never saw him before. Struck up a conversation, and we chatted for an hour about what this guy did. Coolest job in the world. That's kind of like what the Fred and Jeff show is. You tune in to listen to our show. It's kind of like meeting a new person that's a member of this community that makes living here great.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about different events in this community, some of the activities coming up. As a matter of fact, I'm really excited. We are, you know, we have all these correspondents.
You sound really excited, Fred.
Well, I am excited. I'm very excited. But, you know, we have people like Big Jim. We have, Bob Shelton talked about Old Tucson.
Right.
We talked about Right Flight, the wonderful program that Robin Stoddard.
Colonel Robin Stoddard.
I'm so excited I can't speak.
But that's nothing new.
That's very true. So, you know, we have...
So what you're trying to tell people is go to the website, fredandjeff.com.
We have a list of correspondents. We're calling them correspondents for lack of a better term. But, you know, people like John Fina is going to come on and talk about some health and fitness. Lamont Hunley has the Fred and Jeff Show.
Health
Tip of the Week.
You know, Amy Hillenbrand told me that she'd love to come on and talk about Arizona athletics. And for those of you that have been around for a while, Amy was the first baseman for the U of A softball team, won two world championships with them.
Yeah.
So we got lots of fun people that are going to come on the show in the coming weeks and months. And we'd like you all to meet them. So we're privileged enough to know these people. We're privileged enough to have these folks come and talk to us. And we'd like to share that with you guys.
You know, I was thinking about this over the weekend, because we have a really nice list of people who are going to be bringing on in the future. I mean,
right.
We sit down and go through sort of our Rolodex of people we think might be interesting to talk to and for people to know about or just to learn a lot about. And we grew up pretty spoiled, I think, in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, pretty spoiled in the fact that I don't think I've ever had a problem walking up to someone that I don't know and introducing myself and saying, who are you? Because this is who I am. And you just meet fantastic people. And growing up in a community like Tucson, it's been such an easy thing to do. And it strikes me funny when I meet people that have been transplanted here and I walk up and say, hey, how are you doing? My name is Jeff. And tell me who you are and I'll tell you who I am. And, you know, isn't this a great day? People are like, wow, you know, I'm from San Antonio or I'm from California. And people just don't do that there. Well, welcome to Tucson.
Yeah.
Because it's a great place to live, and there's a lot to celebrate here.
And there are really some really cool folks living here.
Right. And so, on the other side of the break, we are going to talk to Big Jim and hear some fantastic Tucson stories. So, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest. Located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer-lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hola.
And with us in studio is Big Jim Griffith, a former hero at the University of Arizona and now a retired history buff living in the city of Tucson. Jim, how are you doing?
Just fine. Just fine, thank you. It's a beautiful rainy day in Tucson. And I just about didn't find this place.
It's kind of tough to find it, isn't
well,
it?
There's an art to giving directions, and I am
not an artist.
I am reminded of an occasion where I was going out to the village of Tapawa, way out on the Tohono'odham Reservation, which back then was called the Papago Reservation, and I was going to visit a wonderful old lady who's gone now, named Laura Kerman. And I said, well, Laura, on the telephone, how do I find your house? And she said, oh, it's perfectly simple. I said, you just drive over to where the windmill used to be, and there I am. And the instructions I got for finding this place was just drive along Broadway until you come to the place where there's going to be a Yokohama Rice Bowl.
And where
there was a, yeah. There and was a Yokohama there.
Was there.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's even more classic. Just drive over to where the Yokohama Rice Bowl used to be. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Let's hope something soon.
Anyway, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to be here on this rainy day. And... how is this going to work? Are you going to ask me questions which I refuse to answer?
Absolutely
or are you just
not.
Going to keep on talking?
Absolutely not. This is so. Our format really has been where Fred introduces our guests and then I just start chatting with them, and Fred pops in every once in a while. But
we really want right now. We just want people to get to know who you are, because you are somebody we're going to have on a regular basis. We hope. And so let's spend a little bit of time getting to know who you are, where you came from, how you got to Tucson, and what you did here and what you're doing
Jim,
now.
When did you come to Tucson originally?
Originally in 1957.
And what brought you here?
The University of Arizona.
Going to school or getting a job?
Going to school. I thought I wanted to be an archaeologist. After a couple of years, I discovered that there was something just like archaeology called cultural anthropology that didn't involve digging ditches in the summertime. And so I became a cultural anthropologist.
You know what's funny? Fred and I, when we were growing up here in Tucson, our dad used to give us great summer chores. And you say digging ditches or digging holes in the summertime. I remember once having to dig a 6-foot hole using a caliche bar.
Yeah, we learned what caliche was real fast.
We're very young, so I know what you mean. So you found this new school to go into.
Well, same school, but just a slightly different emphasis. And I've been a cultural anthropologist and a folklorist ever since. And I moved away to Southern California in 1960 for a couple of years to teach school. Realized that I wasn't really happy outside of Southern Arizona, so I came back. And as one of my old cowboy friends used to say about his hometown, if there was any place I'd rather be, I would have gone there.
Absolutely.
And Tucson's pretty wonderful place.
Well, that's great.
Pretty squirrely place sometimes.
It can be.
But very, very, very exciting. And here we are in rain weather, and my kids were 3 and 4 years old before they realized that rain was something where the water came down out of the sky, because they didn't think that was possible. Dickwick Hall, up in the town of Salome, where she danced, used to claim that in his articles that he had a frog, 5-year-old frog, that they hadn't taught to swim yet.
That's funny.
So it can get dry, and so dry, you know, so hot that the. Well, we won't say that.
So let me ask you questions. You're a published author.
I am a published author.
And earlier you were telling us a little about a book that you wrote called The Saints of the Southwest.
Yes.
Tell us about that book.
Okay, well, that's a book that I wrote and actually on request and published through a local publisher called Rio Nuevo Publishing Company, and it is about 30 saints in the Catholic Church who are particularly popular in this border area on both sides of the border. For the purpose of that, we were calling the Southwest Arizona, New Mexico, Sonora, Chihuahua, and El Paso.
Okay.
The rest of the Texans can't get in, but we'll let El Paso into it. What one of my friends in El Paso calls the exclusive gated community of North Juarez.
So you're a published author.
I'm a published author.
4 or 5 different books you've written about the Southwest.
Yeah, 5 or 6. They get away from me. It's not that there are so many. It's that I'm a very inaccurate counter.
You're a scientist, right? Not so much a mathematician.
No, I don't count. If it involved numbers, I am unwilling to go very far into it.
Gotcha. But you're working on a couple new books
I'm working on a couple of new books and having a wonderful time and being retired and playing banjo and getting into whatever sorts of trouble one can still get into at the age of 75.
Well, so we intend on helping you out with that.
Good.
Right.
I will be terribly, terribly grateful.
Well, so retired professor.
Never a professor.
No? What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do at the U of A?
I was a folklorist working for the U of A library, and I was on a non-academic, non-tenure-track position.
And what exactly does a folklorist do?
Why, a folklorist studies folklore.
And tell us a little bit of the folklore that you've studied.
Okay.
we're trying to be careful to ask the right questions that you won't refuse to answer.
Right. Earlier, before we came in, we should tell the people that are listening that when we talked to you about coming on the show, you were very adamant about not sharing other people's stories that you didn't ask permission for them.
Yeah.
And we respect that. So we're trying to be, but we know some of those stories, and we, you know, we're trying to kind of tiptoe around.
I'm terribly sorry; those are classified,
right? So we want to leave it up to you.
What does a folklorist do? A folklorist, well, studies folklore. What is folklore? Folklore is that part of our culture that we learn as part of being who we are. You guys are probably to your ears in Ronstadt family folklore.
And probably most of it's made up, you know, over a bottle of tequila or something.
Well, if it isn't true, it should be.
Right. That's right.
We aren't talking about cold-eyed, hard-nosed history. We're talking about the stories, the songs, the jokes that define a community. And the community can be a family. In some cases, the family can be a small town, as it is in the case of the Ronstadt family.
There are a lot of us, aren't there?
There are more Ronstadts in Tucson than there are dogs, as I mentioned earlier. And if you hadn't wanted that line, you shouldn't have fed it to me.
I think that's a pretty good line. I usually refer to all of us as cucarachas, you know? Yeah. We're all over the place. So tell us your favorite folklore, Tucson or Southern Arizona folklore story.
Well, when I first came to Tucson, I was at the university, and one of my professors was somebody who you all might know in one way or another, a woman named Clara Lee Tanner. She was an Indian art expert, and she also taught whatever the anthropology department wanted her to teach. And at one point, she told a story in class about a woman from southern Arizona who was visiting an old school pal who lived on the banks of the beautiful Hudson River. And the visit lasted about a week, and after the first 4 or 5 days, after the hostess made little remarks about, green grass and big leaves on the trees and that sort of thing.
Right.
She finally said to her Arizona friend, "Well, how do you like our beautiful Hudson River?" And the woman from Arizona said, "I don't know. I haven't had a chance to get a look at it. It's been full of water all the time." Now, that is a southern Arizona joke. It is also a piece of folklore.
Got it.
You can go through that story and learn some things about how those of us who've lived here for a while look on ourselves and look on the place we live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've heard a funny story about our grandfather, John Montaño, fishing in the Santa Cruz River when he was a kid.
Hmm.
And I'm 46 years old, and I don't think I've ever seen water in the Santa Cruz River enough to have fish.
But you're making a basic mistake.
I've made them before.
Is that you believe the story?
No. The basic mistake is who told you you have to have water? haven't you heard of the Santa Cruz sand trout, which is one of the great game fish species of the Western world?
No, but on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the Santa Cruz sand trout, okay?
Okay.
All right. Girl, get it on tonight. Well, I don't want to explain. I just want to unwind. I can't be any more than you already knew.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn.
Any type of activity like that that puts our troops in harm's way would be a concern to this administration.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs weighing in today on a Florida church's plan to burn copies of the Quran on Saturday to mark the terrorist attacks on 9/11 9 years ago. Religious leaders also met with Attorney General Eric Holder today over their concerns about what they call the growing hostility toward Muslims in the U.S. Holder, meantime, called the church's plan to burn Qurans idiotic. A fierce battle underway tonight near Boulder, Colorado, to try and gain the upper hand on the 7,100-acre wildfire. Flames have forced more than 1,000 people out of 70 threatened neighborhoods.
This is one of those things you really you think may happen, but you don't believe it's going to happen. Here we are in the middle of this, and yeah. It's scary.
Tropical Storm Hermine has now been downgraded to a depression after barreling through southern Texas. This is CNN Radio.
A message from Public Notice BankruptingAmerica.org.
If you find yourself in a hole, the first thing you should do is stop digging. Right now, Washington is spending and spending and spending at an alarming rate. They've overspent by $13 trillion, nearly the size of our entire economy, and they're not stopping. You don't have to be an economist to see how this level of spending is unsustainable. It isn't creating jobs, isn't moving the economy forward. It's just not working.
Hello?
The bridge to nowhere was a drop in the bucket. Today, Washington is spending billions on special interest projects like tunnels for turtles and digging for fossils in other countries.
Anybody up there?
We have the power to hold Congress accountable. Learn more and get the facts at bankruptingamerica.org.
Hello? A little help down here?
Let's climb out of this hole. Learn more at bankruptingamerica.org. Paid for by Public Notice, bankruptingamerica.org.
Live from Progressive. It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community and practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is DuffieldLaw.com.
If the old Najiwit Gakunyapsi has slid, what time did John Nugidan? Oh, it was one inch care.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff. And it is time for the Cigar of the Week. Hello, Big Mike from the Tinderbox.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Mike?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
All right. What do you got for us this week?
Well, I gave it a lot of thought. And since we moved, well, you moved the days and everything, and I didn't want to really shortchange the people, what I did is I'm just going to extend the Sopranos for one full week starting
really?
Today. Oh, yes. Starting today, but there's a couple of caveats.
Oh, geez.
If you guys remember last week, I mentioned that there was a not only are we going to do the buy three, get one free, but there's a four-pack gift set where you get four cigars in it.
Yes.
And it comes with a little miniature recreation of that box, which looks like a trunk of an old Cadillac.
Yeah, it's leather lined. And
leather lined. It's cool, but no dead bodies.
Right. Right.
What I'm going to do on that is, on that gift pack, I'm just going to, for 1 week, I'm going to give 25% off on that four cigar gift for 1 week.
Well, that's it. That's great. Now, Mike, because.
And plus the 3-for-1.
Because we're at a new date, a new time. You got to tell those folks out there that didn't hear last week what that Soprano cigar is.
Well, I, of course. What it is, it's I'd say it's a little medium plus to fuller body smoke. It's got a Brazilian wrapper. It's got a Honduran binder. And the filler is from Nicaragua, Dominican, and Colombia. And that Colombian tobacco gives it just a little bit of spice in there.
And it is so good.
Yeah, and one thing I just realized, today is actually a first for all the listeners out there, because this is not the Cigar of the Week. This is actually the Cigar of the Week and a
half. Cigar of the Week and a what?
It's the Cigar of the Week and a half. So this is a new level we did with the show.
That's amazing. That's a good level, Mike. That's a very good
there
level.
You go.
Well, Mike, thanks for the Cigar of the Week. And the Cigar of the Week is buy three, get one free of the CAO Sopranos and 25% off the wonderful leather-lined car trunk gift box.
Yes, yes.
All right, Mike, where are you at?
We are at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, and our phone number is 747-4807.
Outstanding. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Gentlemen, have a good evening, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Cigar of the Week at the Tinderbox.
Now, that's great. This is, we're in a new day, so
we cannot say we're working out the kinks anymore, Fred. Come on.
No, it's a new day, so I can say we still have kinks. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
And
visit us at our electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show, which is fredandjeff.com. Well, you'll see all of our sponsors, including the Tinderbox. You'll see what the show's coming up. You'll have an opportunity to listen to the old shows where we made even more mistakes.
Duh.
and lots of other fun things coming up on the website, which will be revamped in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Jensen Consulting.
Thank you, Jensen Consulting. And we are here with Dr. James Big Jim Griffith from the University of Arizona, retired banjo player and folklorist. And we were just talking about the Santa Cruz
sand trout.
Sand trout.
Blows me away.
Well, you got to realize that that's a two-bit word coming up, as desertification increased in what is now southern Arizona, as this country dried out, I like to use short words talking with Ron Statz.
Hey, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm the only one that can give Fred a hard time, and no one's supposed to give me a hard time. But that's okay. You're our guest. I just hope you're not setting a precedent.
Oh, no, and I'll stop telling the story if you're really offended. Oh,
you know, it's like being in school all over again, Fred, you know?
So, lucky fellows. Anyway,
I'm glad you're using small words, because I thought desertification
yes.
meant that, you know, the Indian fry bread was running out or something.
Good Lord.
Anyway.
Back to Jim.
As this country dried out, the fish swimming in the Santa Cruz River needed to evolve in order to cope with the changing environment. And so they grew their eyes out on little stalks so they could see above the surface of the sand. And they very slowly changed their gills into lungs so they could breathe air. And they became Santa Cruz sand trout.
Nice.
And they were among the really most difficult game fish in the entire western United States, because with an ordinary fish, you know, you can put on your waders if you can find a large enough body of water, or stand on the bank and cast over.
Yeah, Jim, people can't see the casting motion. We're on radio.
And cast over. And so you can't do that with the sand trout because they have their eyes on little stalks. They see what everyone else sees. So there are several strategies have been evolved. One is to get behind a good-sized mesquite thicket and cast over the mesquite thicket.
That's funny.
And that works for one cast. And by the next morning, you'll have your line untangled and can try it again.
What kind of bait should we use?
Well, we're coming to that. Oh! We're coming to that. But the my friend Joe Harris worked out really the best system, which is to catch a horny toad or a horned lizard, as they are correctly called, and tie the leader behind its front legs and let it loose on the sand. And the trout just sees the horny toad walking along. And if the trout, now the trout is not going to swim very far after its bait because it doesn't want to burn its sides on the hot sand. So if the horny toad walks over where the sand trout happens to be, why, the sand trout just opens in its mouth and gulps it down. And you don't need hooks or anything else. You just give the line a sharp yank, and the spikes on the back of the horny toad's head set themselves in the sand trout. And if you're in a hurry, don't want to play it, which, of course, is taking all the fun sport away, you can just haul him in hand over hand, and he'll be skinned and cooked by the time, by friction, by the time you get him to the shore. Now, I realize that horny toads are protected species, but they're, if you remember to let your horny toad, let your bait loose after you go fishing, there are no laws in the sovereign state of Arizona that deprive you from the privilege of taking them for little walks in the desert. And but the classic sand trout recipe involves a marinade consisting of 6 parts of tequila and 3 parts of lime juice and 2 parts of chili powder, Santa Cruz chili powder, of course.
Right.
And you soak the fish in this overnight, at the end of which time you remove the sand trout, feed it to the dogs, and drink the marinade. Unfortunately, this is all academic because as far as we have been able to find out, the southern Arizona population of sand trout all were drowned in the floods, Santa Cruz floods of 1982, which is, of course, an ecological disaster equal only to some of the other ecological disasters I'll be able to tell you about at a later date.
Right. So for any of our listeners that earlier were wondering, what the heck is a folklorist? You just found out. So we're going to take a break.
On the other side of the break, we're going to have our trivia question.
Right, and I think there might be something to deal with the sand trout in this trivia question, right?
Perhaps.
Okay. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Big Jim and enjoy the Tucson bumper music here.
Heaven's own, the devil is upon, and here the stuff to find the villain. I hear fools Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer-lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear. And a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
María Luisa, ¿qué estás haciendo? Pasando días con el nacimiento.
Aquí te espero. Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff, and we also have a wonderful guest, Big Jim Griffith from the University of Arizona, retired local folklorist, and we're about to finish off the show with another great story. But before we get there, we do have our trivia question, and you are whoever answers this question correctly has their choice.
Get it out, Fred. Get it out of your mouth.
Well, stop bothering me. You're like poking me or something. So whoever answers the question gets a choice of a dozen beautiful roses from Mayfield Florist, the Coleman Brothers, or a beautiful outdoor flag set, it's a 3x5 foot flag from our friends over at Minkus Advertising Specialties, Minkus Brothers. And the question is, what is the best bait to use for the Santa Cruz sand trout? Answer that question and call us at 529-3508, 529-3508. The first person to call and answer the question of what is the best bait for the Santa Cruz sand trout will get their choice of roses or a beautiful flag.
There you go. There you go. Now, Jim, in the last segment of the show, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Keno Tours.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been a leader on the Padre Kino tours for quite a number of years.
Quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about the Kino tours.
Well, the Kino Mission tours were started to allow people living in this country to become acquainted not only with the chain of lovely 18th century churches that were established, not built, but established by Father Kino. Most of them were quite a bit later than the good father's time, but also to let Arizonans get acquainted with the wonderful people of Sonora and the wonderful traditions and the wonderful food.
Oh, yeah, fabulous food.
Carne asada and all that good stuff. And they have always been, they've always been run by folklorists, historians, people who are actively studying the region, people whose family roots go back into the region, and that includes Ronstadt's.
Yeah, we've been around for a while.
The first Ronstadt in Arizona came here by way of Altar, Sonora.
I think we're familiar with that little path.
Yeah.
And so one of the places we go, oh, by the way, this story is a little bit like the story of the sand trout. It ends in sadness. The Kino Mission tours weren't exactly drowned in the floods, but they have been discontinued, we hope temporarily, simply because, not because it's dangerous, but because everybody's scared and not signing up. I go to one of the places we go has been a little hairy, and we would go differently.
Where is that?
That's the town of Tuutama.
Okay.
It's interesting. A lot of people have a perception of Mexico as Nogales. Nogales is Mexico. But
yeah.
Sonora is so beautiful. The people are so wonderful. You said, the food is just fabulous.
Amazing.
And it's lovely, and everybody is so happy to see us and friendly and generous and welcoming and proud of their towns and proud of their history and tradition, and I'm sure we'll be able to get going again. This current horrible stuff isn't going to last forever, I hope.
Yeah, we can hope so. How far would you guys go down into Mexico? What was the furthest mission you'd visit?
That's hard, because if you talk as crows fly, we've never taken a crow down. And so we wind around. And I guess the far end of our trip is Caborca, the town of Caborca. And then we come back, and we go to the Altar Valley, and then to Caborca again, and then back to Magdalena and back to the border. And it takes 3 days, 2 nights, all food paid for. And we hope we'll get going again, because they're really wonderful fun. And all the people running it, this is not a tour company. This is something called the Southwest Mission Research Association. And it exists to raise money to put into the preservation of the missions down there, into scholarship about the missions. We gave a healthy gift to the U of A Press just recently to publish Bunny Fontana's incredible new book on the art of San Javier mission.
Oh, we'd love to have Dr. Fontana on the show to talk about that in the future.
Yeah, we're bugging him.
Okay, good.
He'll hold it right up to the microphone and say, "Now you see this picture here."
Again, a great guest for radio.
Yes. And so we hope to get going, because it really is an educational thing and a fun thing. And a lot of the people we take down are, in fact, people with family in Sonora who've never been or not sure how to do it or something. Now, getting to the late Ed Ronstadt.
Oh, our grandpa. You got a good story about him? We got 2 minutes left. Can you get it in that quick?
I hope so. One of the places we call at is Caborca. The mission at Caborca was besieged by the followers of an American filibuster in 1847 named Henry Alexander Crabb. They were finally defeated by a relief column of Mexican army led by a young ensign named Redondo, who was, in fact, a Ronstadt ancestor. And Ed used to tell this story at the mission of Caborca and say, now, when I think about this invasion of Caborca by the Yankees, he said, my Sonoran blood boils. Ronsets, for the benefit of those of you out there, are in fact crypto-Sonorans. The whole tribe comes from Sonora.
Absolutely.
That's another show.
And my blood boils, Ed would say, and if there are any descendants of Henry Alexander Crabb here, I'd be perfectly willing to step behind the church with you and settle it out. And one day, a little old lady was standing right by him and said, oh, Mr. Ronstadt, Henry Alexander Crabb was my great-great-grandfather. And, of course, she was just putting the shock on him. It was wonderful.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you being here, and we're going to have you back because we got lots more stories to talk about.
We'll see you next week, Tucson.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community in practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at La Encantada Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
KJLL, South Tucson.